Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. You can say it with me. Wow. That was great.
That was.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's nice to see you all. My name is Ryan. I'm the pastor of Vineyard One, and this is our Christmas Lessons and Carols service. We do this traditionally. We try and do a service where we sing some traditional Christmas carols and we read the traditional Christmas story. For our church this year, we've been looking at Christmas and Advent in the Gospel of John. And if you've ever tried to read the Gospel of John for Advent, it's really hard. Because there's no shepherds, there's no wise men, there's no angels. We just get, the Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. And we have seen his glory. Glory as of the God, as of God's own Son. And Jesus, when he said, Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. And I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. The Christmas story is the one where God comes to make his home with us. And we get to be at home with God. And so the theme of home and being at home with God and God being at home with us is what we've been looking for. But we've missed out on all the shepherds and angels and wise men and everything else. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to do it all in one day. And so today, we're going to have different people come up to read different parts of the scripture. And we'll light the Advent candles. Each candle bringing us more and more and more light as Christ the light comes into the world. So let me pray for us, and then I'm going to invite our first reader up. And then our second reader, if we don't see Tony on there, we're going to need somebody to be our second reader because Tony just texted me to say they have no Wi-Fi at his house. And so he's not able to read for us. So, George, be ready just in case Tony's not on, all right? I'll give you the scripture that you have to read. I've got it on my tablet, all right? Let me pray for us and then we'll begin. Father, thank you very much for this day. Thank you, God, for the birth of your son, Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us. God, you've chosen to come and make your home with us. You've chosen to become a home for us. And so we thank you and we praise you. God, make our hearts into your home. Come and dwell within us. Today, tomorrow, the rest of this year, and on into next year, and throughout the remainder of our lives. God, make our hearts a place where you can be at home. And God, let our hearts find a home in you, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Carmela, you are our first reader, so would you come, please?